Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord on tonight. Deliver me. Hallelujah. Praise God. If anybody was really paying attention, hallelujah, to the words of that song. Praise God. Sometimes we listen to church songs like we listen to the songs in the world. Hallelujah. We just listen to the hook. Hallelujah. And the hook is saying, deliver me. Praise God. And some of us was hearing that saying, yeah, Lord, deliver me because my enemies keep coming against me. Deliver me from my hateful boss. Deliver me, amen, from my biting friends. But if you were to listen to the lyrics, to the verses of the song, she was saying, deliver me from me. Hallelujah. I heard one preacher say, my greatest enemy is my enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Deliver me from myself. Guess what? I don't got to pray to God for God to deliver me from you. Hallelujah. He already did that 2,000 years ago on the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to ask God to deliver me. Hallelujah. From myself. Remember when he was on the cross? Hallelujah. For 3.5 years, he was preaching, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Hallelujah. But on the cross, he made what I like to call an amendment. He said, love your neighbor as I have loved you. Because sometimes the way we love ourselves, hallelujah, praise God. We got to ask God to deliver me from my thoughts. Hallelujah, deliver me, amen, praise God, from my hard-headedness. Hallelujah, praise God, deliver me from my shortcomings. Deliver me from me, hallelujah. Praise God, I shouldn't even worry about you because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I should be happy when my enemies are around because the Bible says he is preparing a table for me in the presence of my enemies. So my enemies got to be around, hallelujah, for him to prepare the table. I shouldn't trip when I see the evil, hallelujah, stacked up with wealth. What they say, stacks on racks and stacks. Hallelujah. I shouldn't have to worry about that because the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So I'm not worried about you. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about Judas. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about Peter. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not even worried about Pilate. Amen. Praise God. I should be worried about myself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we finna move on. But remember when Jesus was in the garden? Hallelujah. Amen. That prayer was basically deliver me from what I want. Because I don't want to go to this cross. Let this bitter cup pass from me. Go back and read it for yourself. This is Jesus talking, the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. Let this bitter cup pass from me, but if it be thy will. Hallelujah. Deliver me from me because sometimes my will don't line up with your will. Hallelujah. That's what he was saying. My will is to let this bitter cup pass. I don't want to do this. But if it be thy will, hallelujah, deliver me from my will and let your will be done. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody tonight, amen, to the revival, this 3-day revival. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for each and every last person who was called in or on their way to call in, everybody that's tuned in, listening to the recording out there on Blog Talk Radio, everybody looking at the video. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the Watch Yourself, hallelujah, revival. That is the theme. Watch Yourself, Luke. Praise God. Chapter 3. Hallelujah. Watch yourself. And the King James Version, it says, take heed, hallelujah, to yourself. And we want to welcome everybody on tonight. Praise God. The speaker for tonight is none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. She will be coming forth, amen, in just a few minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. With a dynamic word, amen, from the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we do that, however, we do have to read our theme scripture. Amen. And that is Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before I do that, let me go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name on this evening, Lord. We ask that your Holy Spirit be present with us on the line on tonight. Lead us and guide us through your word, Lord. Let us absorb your words like sponges on today. Hallelujah. Let us soak it up, Lord, and let us take it with us on our everyday journeys, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to reveal to your children on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise your name. We magnify you, and we command every evil spirit to get off the line on tonight. Hallelujah. We command you to leave our presence on tonight, and we command you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Jesus, for giving us that authority in your name on this evening. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to our hallelujah theme scripture on tonight. Amen. Praise God, which is Psalms 100. Amen.
Amen. And the scripture reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. That was Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the theme for the revival is watch yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if you notice in verse 3, it says, know ye. Hallelujah, amen. In layman's term, if I was to it's real. You're translating English to English, right? But if I was to translate this, when it says know ye, it's basically saying you need to know. Hallelujah. So know ye, verse 3 is saying you need to know that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah, on tonight. That's what that scripture is telling us. It's saying you need to know that the Lord, he is God. And then it goes on to say, it is he who has made us, praise God, and not we ourselves. Praise God. That is important for us to know, praise God, because the writer wants us to know this, because all too many times, if you look around, people are taking credit for God's work. Hallelujah. Every move they make, I'm a self-made millionaire. I'm self-made. I'm self-made. You are not, hallelujah, self-made. Any talent that you have, the Bible says, you were given that talent by God according to your ability. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, it's your ability. Hallelujah. But God is the one that gave you the talent. If it had not been like for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we take credit for stuff. It's me. It's me. It's me. Hallelujah. That's how Lucifer got caught up. Hallelujah. Lucifer saying, it's me. I deserve the glory. I deserve the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible is telling us it is he who has made us, and now we ourselves, we are his people. Hallelujah. That shows ownership. We belong to God, not God belong to us. Sometimes we got it backwards. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we think God is here to serve us. Hallelujah. But we are here to serve God. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes we think God is here to serve us. Praise God. But then we got it backwards. We are here to serve God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. So we are his people. We here to serve him and that stuff you got. Can I tell you about your stuff, the stuff you got in your closet? The closet itself, the house that holds the closet or the apartment, the shoes, all them shoes, the jewelry, the cars that's in the driveway or in the parking lot, your bus pass, even your bus pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch this. It says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. See, the sheep look around in the pasture and they tend to think that everything in the pasture belongs to them because this is where I eat, this is where I sleep. Hallelujah, this is my pasture. No, this is the Lord's pasture. That's the Lord's house. That's the Lord's bed. that you're sleeping in. I know you think you paid for it with what you think is your money. But the Bible also tells us that everything in the world belongs to God, even your money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So as we get ready to go forth on tonight, amen, praise God. No, amen, concentrate. Go back and read verse 3 for yourself, hallelujah, in whatever translation you want to read it in, praise God, hallelujah, and understand we got to put God in his proper place. We got ourselves over God, got God serving us, hallelujah. When God is over us, and we should be serving God. Praise God, hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Like I said, we want to welcome everybody to the revival on tonight. Watch Yourself is the theme. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and our speaker tonight, hallelujah, is none other than Sister Valencia Scott. She is about to come forth, prophetess, hallelujah, Valencia Scott, hallelujah. She is about to come forth, hallelujah, with a message, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God on tonight. Amen. And just one second, let me give her a proper introduction. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can also catch her, amen, on the Inner Beauty, hallelujah, show that she has every other Tuesday evening right here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. And she previously hosted Pray Until Something Happens. Amen. And she is no stranger to our prayer line. Amen. We have been connected with her for years. Amen. I am speaking of none other than our very own, hallelujah, Sister Valencia Scott. She is about to come forth and break bread with us and deliver a mighty message from the Lord right after this song, hallelujah, from Mary. Mary, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just trying to make sure I pull up the right one here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. This song by Mary, Mary. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. And immediately following this song, hallelujah, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far, yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there. See, everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours, cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for. Go get, 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 go get.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder First Lady, for allowing me to be in a prayer line once again. Allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer, please. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how, repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, I invite you into this prayer, Father God. I pray that you touch everyone that's on this line, Father God. We're going to have a great time in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Father God, for this revival, this three-day revival. You know, three signifies the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for Elder and First Lady to continue to give them strength, God, to do this revival and everything that you called them to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, they lack nothing in this season for 2021, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for everything that you promised them, God, shall come to pass, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for open doors, God. I thank you for closed doors, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for elevation, God. I thank you for where you're taking them, God, in the name of Jesus. Can no devil in hell stop it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, continue to strengthen me as I bring forth the word of God to the people, God. I thank you, Father God, that people will be healed, delivered, set free, God. This is all done for your glory, in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Hide me behind the cross, Father God. So, amen and amen and amen. And once again, hello, everyone, and we are having revival. And the thing is, watch yourself. And I'm going to be coming after, Luke. And I got Luke 17 and 3 is the one that I got. And the scripture reads, so watch yourself. If your brothers or sisters sin against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. And I add a part with that I add another part with I got, check yourself. Examine yourself to see whether you are in faith. Test yourself. Do you realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. Take heed to yourself. Thy brother trespass against thee. Rebuke him and then repent. Forgive them. So I really like the part about repent and forgive them. And I'm not going to even be before you long. I'm going to be talking about David and Bathsheba. And I'm going to say a few things about David, the things that David have. David was God's anointed one. David was a shepherd. David was a musician. David was a giant slayer. David was a great warrior. David was Israel's greatest king. David was a man after God's own heart. David had at least 8 wives. David wrote half of Psalms. So those are just a few things about David. Everybody know about David and the story of David. Everybody know that David is the one that was after God's own heart. But David has sin, okay? David has to repent. And that's how it is. When God said we repent and he forgive us, it's just like that. When David had messed up, we live in this old sinful flesh. That's why I do like the word about watch yourself, which I always try to check yourself. Pretty much take your own personal inventory. Sometimes as Christians, we get sidetracked because we want to take other people inventory. Don't nobody got to take Valencia inventory. All I got to do is I know when I'm out of order. I got something called the Holy Ghost who's supposed to convict you. If you ain't being convicted, you might need to check your Holy Ghost because you might not have a Holy Ghost. You might just got to go because we get convicted. We live in this thing, this flesh thing. So we got to really watch ourselves. Like I said, we got to check ourselves. Now, David got caught up, okay? Like I just said, David had 8 wives, okay? I heard David was fine, okay? Then not only was he fine, it's something about being anointed. And that just draws people to you. So David had a lot of women. He was the king, you know. He was, he had basically everything that he wanted. It was nothing that David was lacking. But David got caught up. Y'all already know how he got caught up. He got caught up by Sheba too long. I'm talking about checking yourself, okay? And when you in that type of position, as David is a king. Okay, it's certain things that kings don't supposed to do. But this is what happened when you don't watch yourself. He watched Bathsheba too long. And by him watching Bathsheba too long, automatically the spirit of lust come in. It ain't just for David, they go for women too. If you look at something too long with the wrong eyes, because he wasn't looking at her, she was bathing. So wasn't nothing spiritual, okay? Wasn't nothing spiritual about it. Automatically flesh kicked in. And not only did flesh kick in, he sent for her, okay? He sent for this woman, all right? And not only did he send for this woman, he lied with this woman. This is what happens when you don't watch yourself. David already just said he already had 8 wives, okay? It's not like David was thirsty for no woman, but Bathsheba, she was just beautiful. She was just beautiful. He just wanted this woman. You can't want a woman that's already married, Dave. You already married to eight. You already got eight wives. This woman married, and you laid with this woman. This is what happened when you don't watch yourself. And then, like I said, it's sin after sin. First sin, he looked at her too long. He lied with her. The fourth sin, he got her pregnant. The next sin is he tried to cover it up. You see, these are the type of things that happen to us, saints, because it ain't just David. It's a lot of saints that slip in this area, okay? This is what happened. He got the woman pregnant. And when you sin, don't you know when you sin and sin, you got to cover, you try to cover it up. David was not watching himself, so he got caught up. He tried to get it covered up. So he just kept on going. This is what happened when you don't watch yourself. It go down, down, down. So now, okay, she's pregnant. Go lay with your husband. The husband don't want to lay with her. See, guess what? David had the audacity to get angry. He had an audacity to get angry. David, you're the one that lied down with a married woman and got the married woman pregnant. And then you going to get mad at her husband like her husband is somebody that did something? This is what happens when you're not watching yourself. Okay, this is what happened when, like Elder was talking about, it's all about me. It was all about David. It didn't have anything to do with Bathsheba. At this particular time, it was all about David and what David wanted. And because this man would not go lie with his wife, David had, this is what happened, tell me. When you sin, you got to do something to cover up that sin, that sin, that sin, that sin. This is what happens when you don't watch yourself. So after you have the man killed, okay, he thinking he finally got Bathsheba. I'm telling you right now, if you got to do all of that, what make you think something like this going to work? If you got to commit adultery to get somebody, what make you think that's going to work? God ain't nothing. God ain't nowhere in it. That's sin after sin after sin. But I love me some David. Okay, so David got Bathsheba. Okay, Bathsheba, she's still pregnant. You know, her husband gone and stuff like that. David, like, this my wife now. But David, so much not watching himself. He didn't even know that he sinned that much until Nathan, the prophet, was the one that told David what he did. This is what I love about David. David repented. David did not make no excuse. If she went outside naked, I wouldn't look at it. No. David said, I sinned. What I love about David, David is truly a man after God's own heart because he didn't make no excuses, okay? David went and fast. David went and prayed. David went and begged God to not allow the baby to die, even though the baby died. David accepted responsibility for what he did, and he didn't do it again. Because I'm just going to admit, David was a male HOE. I'm just going to keep it real with you. Because he had plenty of women. But once he repented that time, David didn't go back, y'all. David didn't mess up or nothing. God forgave David. And that's how God is with us. This is not how we are with one another. That's why I say watch ourselves. That's why God gave Elder watch ourselves. When we say, God, forgive me, when we go to God and say, God, forgive me, I sin, God don't even remember it no more. But as humans, how we do, us friends, how we do, we the one that bring it up. That's why you got to be so careful. You got to watch yourself. And that's why we got to repent. Repent ain't about just saying, Lord, forgive me. Repentance is about admitting that sin and not doing it anymore. That's what true repentance is. So that's why God forgave David. And of course, Bathsheba had other kids and stuff, but I'm talking about that sin. But guess what David brought on himself, though? But David brought a generational curse onto his own family, saints. This is what happens, saints, when you don't watch yourself. What happened in the Bible, y'all? It's happening today. How relatives want to sleep with one another. You know David's son raped his sister. That's Jerry Springer. That's what's happening now. It's in the Word. This is what happens when you don't watch yourself. Because what David did when he looked at Bathsheba and laid with Bathsheba, a child was made out of the spirit of love. Now, God will forgive you. Oh, but you're going to get your whipping, baby. It ain't no way to get out of whipping. And God whip us harder, elder people and lady people. He whip us harder because we are the ones to say that we about his business. And if we don't do it right, God will whip our tail. And I was saying this the other day on Instagram. I said, I prefer my mama get a 2x4 and bust the side of the head to get a whipping from God.
I don't want no whooping from God, because see, God is one person that you can't fool. You can't play games with God. You can't say God, no, God knows he created you. You can't play no games with God. But when you don't watch yourself, things like this happen. Well, like I said, still about David. They were talking about, because David's son murdered his brother because, you know, he raped his sister. Okay, they let David kill you. David said, I'm not killing my son. That's one thing I liked about David. David did not, he's like, I'm not going to kill my son. Guess what else happened? His son tried to kill David. Don't y'all see? Man, thank God for this word, Elder. Watch yourself. You see what David did to himself. You see how we bring stuff on ourselves, because God didn't bring it on David. Guess who brought that on David? David brought that on David. David had that woman husband killed, and his own son want him dead. When people say, you reap what you sow, baby, you reap what you sow. Don't think you getting away with nothing in the eyes of the Lord. You better watch yourself, or like I said, you better check yourself. You better check yourself. But he made it through. David made it. God, you know, he kept on praying. He kept on seeking God. So David didn't have his kids. No, he like, they were trying to kill me. He like, no, I'm not killing my son. And trust me, David already knew that the one that's responsible for all these type of things happening. And I know they had to bother Bathsheba, because Bathsheba there. So she know, because they both seen. It ain't just on, she laid with, even though he the king or whatever, she lied with him as well. So I'm telling you, with that sin thing, when it's one sin, you got to do this sin to cover this sin. That is what happened when you don't watch yourself and you bring harm to your family, because we get in this flesh, y'all. I'm talking about, it ain't just even got to be sick. It could even be what we listen to on TV, what you allow your children to listen to, the type of things like that. Like the kids, like if you're not, like, let me give you an example, like you're not watch yourself. You ain't watching your kids like you're supposed to, and you let the TV or you let the internet or you let these games babysit your kids, and then your kids come talking about, oh, they're gay. How 8-year-old tells me about their gay? Because this is what you allow. That's what you allow. You let them feed them, because you won't watch them. See, everything that happened in our life is what we allow, and we're not watching ourselves. As saints, we're supposed to stay on our face in the presence of the Lord. We're supposed to see God consistently, especially in these last and evil days. To lighten up, it ain't no time to play. It's time to really get real. And we got, I'm talking about, I'm going to say this, because I did about the forest repentance, because once David repented, it was done. And repenting is when you sin, and everybody knows, everybody got something they battle with. You're going to battle with something to the day that you die, but you know what it is. Don't play like you don't know what that sin is that you got to ask God to remove out your life and forgive. Because everybody got something. Everybody, you, for one, I keep saying, we live in this thing called flesh. Okay, that's why we have to fast and cuss, so flesh can die daily. So repenting is acknowledging the sin, going to God and saying, God, forgive me, I have sinned, and not doing it again. Now, that is what repenting is, okay? Forgiving. God, forgive me. It's like it never happened. As saints, we got to stop. God say, if that's the way that God do it, as saints, that's the way that we're supposed to do it. God did not tell us with our selfish behind. We want to do it our way. It ain't our way. It ain't our Bible. It's God's way. The reason he left the book here. We got to do it his way. You can't put your way in it. It's only one way, and it's God's way. That's why a lot of people are in trouble right now, because they're not watching themselves. They're trying to make it their way. It's not our way. It's God's way. It's only one way. Just like it's only one heaven and it's one hell. That's why I tell people I am so serious about this, about playing with God. It's still people playing with God. It's one heaven and it's one hell. You can be speaking in tongues, shouting, giving God praise, saying you this and saying you that. And that day you die, and he said, your name ain't in here because you was playing. What's the purpose? I mean, if you're going to go ahead and do everything that the people of the world do, and what? Don't just go ahead and do it. You're going to go where they're going. As saints, we are whole. He hold us at high standards. The ones that say we got titles, the ones that got names and stuff like that, he hold us high. That's why he whip us like he whip us. He don't give us a title like, okay, I'm a prophetess now.
I'm hold accountable for everything that I do because it's souls that he sent my way. And if I'm leading them astray, I'm going to get in trouble with God. I got to watch. I got to be very careful about what I say. I got to be very careful about what I do. People always watch. Don't you ever think people ain't watching. People always watch. And when God give you a soul and you mess up that soul because you won't watch yourself because you're trying to do it your way, you're going to get in trouble with God. Because God already not pleased. I really want this corona, y'all. I want it to go away. But I'm here to tell y'all it ain't going nowhere. Because God is not pleased. Because people won't wash themselves. They won't repent. This is a great that God gave you that, Elder. They won't repent. Won't forgive. Everybody still angry. Not acknowledging God. He is God. So God wants people to truly wake up, acknowledge him, and do it his way as the saints. We are responsible. We are going to be held accountable while we didn't go give out the word, okay? Even with this COVID. Don't even use the COVID against me. You can't even use the COVID against me. Because I'm being very, very honest. I'm being very honest as I can possibly be. If I say, I'm saved. Sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. Why would I be scared of COVID? If I know I serve a mighty God, how would I allow COVID to scare me? All the way it scared me if I'm doing something wrong. Let me say it again. The only way that COVID would scare Valencia if I'm doing something wrong. The only way that COVID can scare Valencia if I'm doing something wrong. Now, if I know for a fact I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, what the best to my ability, God knows everything that I'm doing, it ain't no way I'll be scared of no COVID. It ain't no way, and I'm not. It's work that got to be done. I got to watch myself, especially when it comes to souls. If I ain't right, and I'm up here saying that I'm doing this, I'm doing it, and I ain't doing it, God, like, you are a liar. Come for me, I never knew you. I don't want to hear those words. I mean, come on, all the stuff you already got to go through as a saint, you already got to go through with that. And you think I want to go through all this and I get you? I don't even know you. Who are you? You were doing that for man. I'm telling y'all right now, I don't live for man. I live to please God. I live to do what thus says the Lord. Once I didn't have a choice in the matter. They said, God said, you're going to either come in or you ain't going to make it. So pretty much, I ain't got no choice, okay? All right, so I'm either going to do it right. Oh, I'm gonna die and go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I'm just being honest. I don't. But all the time, because I love this word. Ooh, I love this word. I tell people all the time about watch yourself. You can't hear from God if there's a whole bunch of noise. You can't hear from God if you always on a cell phone. You can't hear from God if you always on Facebook. You can't hear from God if you always on Instagram. You can't hear from God. What you hear? You hear you. You don't hear him. You don't even know which way to move because you are surrounded by the world. If I'm supposed to be not, if I'm the saint, why is it so many saints of the world? We're supposed to be not of the world. We're supposed to draw people in, but it's too many ones that want to fit in. Watch yourself. I don't fit in. I'm peculiar. Man, I wear peculiar like a badge of honor because I don't fit in. I can't fit in. I won't fit in. I won't compromise so people can like me. Watch yourself. Check yourself. People do. I don't. Look, I have a YouTube. I don't have that many followers. Guess what? I will when God wants them to follow me. You see? I ain't in the way. I will have everything God has for me in his timing. I'm not finna force. I'm not finna do all that extra stuff that is. What? I don't understand why everybody wear a badge of code. I'm worldly. Wear that badge of code. I'm peculiar. I'm different. I don't do everything everybody else do. I know what God said coming my way. I'm silent about it. But it's only going to happen in God's timing. I am not follower. I am a leader. I'm a leader. I am a woman of God. And a woman of God, man of God, it's something about character. And it got to be something different about you that people want to
actually listen. But if you're doing exactly what everybody else is doing, they're not going to listen. They're not. They're not. Are you following? I asked this. I said this. I put this on my Instagram. Are you following God or are you following this world? So people saying they're following God, check yourself now. Watch yourself. You following God or you following the world? You watching what everything everybody is doing in the world. Are you watching? Are you paying attention to what God's saying? Because even look at saints, look at the weather. If God is showing everybody that I am in control, I am Alpha, I am the Maker. Don't nobody know what's about to happen at all. That's the way that he wanted. He want us saints to keep on praying. He want us to continue to stay in his face. He want us to continue to tell people that he's coming back. Too many people are scared to come outside because of COVID. Watch yourself. I'm telling you now, when we say that, look, us, when we say, Lord, we live for you, we got, man, he's going to hold us accountable. He's going to like, why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that? Why? He's going to ask why. Because I know for a fact, there's some things that he promised a lot of people. Guess what? It's still coming. People think, well, it ain't come. Well, it's not going to come for COVID. No, the devil is a liar. God allowed the COVID to come. Everything that God said is come. Everything God promised me, y'all, I'm telling y'all right now, I stand on it. I want every part of it. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not afraid because he also said in his word, he give us 70 years. Anything after that is grace and mercy. A lot of people are dying because of drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, or something like that. It's some type of sin by people leaving early. But if he said, I promise you 70 years, and anything after that, grace and mercy, baby, I want my 70. I'm just 42. I am not going anywhere. And I mean, I really believe that. I don't run anything. But I know that I got work to do for God. I know it's some work that he have me to do. And yes, it gets lonely. Because when you serve God for real, everybody, they're going to be like, no, you think you holier than now. No, I'm not holier than now. People say, I think I'm better than people. Some people say, I think I'm all of that. I said, no, baby, I'm not all of that. The God I serve is all of that. Valencia ain't nothing without God. That's why he chose my loud mouth behind, because he knew that I would do what he told me to do. That's why he chose me. That's why I can't fit in. That's why I got to watch myself. I got to be very careful in everything. Because everybody, I'm telling you, people watch. And people already waiting on to fall in. But repent, Tenils, acknowledging your sin, taking it to God and not doing it anymore. Repenting about God forgive me. God forgive me. God forgive me. Playing with God. You playing. Oh, this one right here. Oh, he know my heart. The heart. Didn't it say something about the heart is deceitful? He know your heart. So you think you're going to play God without? Oh, God know my weaknesses. Yeah, God know your weaknesses, but you can't even keep using it. God is tired of people making a mockery out of it. You either in or you out. It's not difficult. It's not hard to figure out. You either in or you out. Is it hard? Yes, it's hard, but you'll live. We're talking about hard. Look, ain't nobody nailed neither one of us to no cross, so we don't know nothing about hard. Because Jesus came down here knowing one day that he was going to die, that he was going to be crucified for us. He still performed miracles. He said at the table with 12 disciples, he told Peter, you would deny me 3 times. He didn't kick Peter away. He still loved Peter. He still treated Peter good. And Peter loved Jesus. He just got Judas there beside him. Jesus was a betrayer. His 12 disciples. We don't act like Jesus. That's the way we're supposed to act. That's the reason the book is down here. We can't keep on. You can't even use, oh, I'm human anymore. You can't. That's why he left the word down here so we can do it like he did. We're not him. We're supposed to be imitators of him. But it's too much flesh and it's too many scary things. It's too many scary. We got to tell people about our God, that he is a healer, that he is a deliverer. Yes, some people die from COVID. Oh, but yes, it's some people that live. It's some people that got COVID and still here. Oh, he's a healer. Oh, he's a deliverer. You still, look, I'm telling you right now, I know this for a fact. If you still here, that means you got purpose. If you still here today, that means you got purpose. That means you got something that you got to do for God. You are here for purpose. We're not just here by coincidence. We're here because it's purpose. And it's a story you could tell somebody how he brought you out, how we overcame. You can't use no more excuses. Everybody in the Bible went through. And we spoiled, y'all. We People don't have to go to God about nothing. They do what they want to do. People don't go to God. We spoiled, saints. We spoiled. Jesus was outside. Oh, we don't need. Oh, we leave the big screen TV. Oh, leave my $400, $500 phone. Oh, I can't wear my lace front. Oh, I can't wear my lash. Oh, we too cute to do ministry. I'm telling y'all, God ain't pleased. I'm telling y'all, this is what he not pleased. We not doing what he say do. We comfortable. We too comfortable. Oh, we gonna get the money. Oh, we comfortable. We too comfortable. People don't even know about God. Want to know about talk about God. Everybody talk about God. Everybody talking about the bad. Everybody talking about the hand sanitizer. But ain't nobody talking about how good God is. That he's a healer. That he's a deliverer. Ain't nobody talking about it. They're talking about everything else, the president. What about God? The one that wakes us up. Deal with our behinds, and we don't even want to deal with him. We'll have a conversation with him. We'll spend no time with him. I always want to run, give me me. God make me famous. God give me. Give me, God give me. Will you even give him 10 minutes? That's the spiritual doors I had. I said, I need you on a prayer line. Oh, an hour. Won't you, God, an hour. I remember when I was in that world. I ain't play with it, though. I like, look, I ain't saved. Leave me alone. I ain't trying to do it. I ain't with it. Leave me alone. I don't want to be saved. Won't give God an hour, but go give God a whole bunch of a list of demands. God do this. And guess what? God love us so much. Do we love him? Do we love him? He give us everything, even stuff that we don't even deserve. Guess what? He know when we lying. God, did you do this? Do it no more. He said, you're lying, but I'm going to bless you anyway because I love you. Get in their relationship and tell you, Ron, don't get with that dude. Don't get with him. God, I love him. Okay, get with the dude. He break your heart. God, heal me. I told you not to go to him, but I love you. I'm going to heal your heart. That's who we got. That's what we got, God. His love is unconditional. But do people love him? I'm talking about, do you truly love him? Do you truly, truly, people say it, but do you truly, truly love him? What do you do for him? Mm-hmm. What you do for him? What are you willing to give up for him? Would you give it all up to follow God? Everything. I mean, give it all up. That's a big one. I done it. It wasn't easy, y'all. I had to do it. I had to do it. I ain't want to let go. I had to. It was blocked in me. And when God say, I'm telling y'all right now, when you really give it all to God, when you just give it to God, you free. When you really give it to God, you free. The devil can't mess with you like that. But when you still holding on to stuff, that's how he mess with you. That's like, you know what you like. The devil knows too. So I thank God for this word. I thank God for Elder with Watch Yourself, Luke 17. Watch yourself, check yourself. Because God, it's time that we stop hurting God. We hurt him. God tell us to do something. We tell God we don't feel like it. Yes, we do. God, I did this, God, like you did him a big old favor. That's how we do him. That's how we do him. Let's keep it real. We need to be repentant because we're still here. Guess what? God give us chance after chance after chance after chance to get it right. And people don't even want God. I was speaking to my spiritual mother. I said, why does it bother me so much that people don't want God? She said, baby, because you got the Holy Ghost. And she said, because you truly love God. I get an attitude. I'll be mad. I really be a sick people. They don't want God. It makes me mad because people don't want God. They just want to use it. It bothers me. That's what I'm telling y'all right now. I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed because I have a relationship with God. I am not alone. I have somebody love me unconditionally. I have somebody that's always with me that will never turn their back with me. When I need God, yo! And he died. I don't know. Ain't nobody gonna die for me. He loves all, and guess what? He loves all of us the same way, in his own unique way. Ain't nobody special, so special to our God like that.
He loves all of us individually in his own special way. And we won't even do the little small things that he asks. But we always got our hand down. We need to think about that. He ain't no genius. And that's how people treat him, like he's a genius. They don't want no part of him. They just won't give me, God. Give me, God. Give me, God. Think how would that make you feel? They don't want nothing of you. They don't want to talk. They don't want no dealing. But they got their hand out all the time. It's a relationship, y'all. It's not complicated. It's a relationship. God don't owe me nothing. But God give me everything I need and more. He don't owe me. He don't owe me nothing. I owe him everything for keeping my silver behind when I was out there in that world. I ain't want none of God. I did. I did not want to be saved. I'm serious. I did. I thought it was impossible to be saved. I thought, like, you got to be perfect. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I didn't ask to be chosen. He chose me. And I used to get upset about that. But I take it. I'm like, wow, he really sees something very special in me to pick me. He chose me. He wanted you. Everything that I went through, I used to be so mad, God, why you allowed me to go through all of this? He said, I allowed you to go through all of this, so you're going to hear somebody else. So he chose me. God knew everything that I could face. God knew everything that I could take. And I took this, but I went through. I went through, and he knew that I was going to go through. And it made me into the woman that I am. And he used, this is for God's glory. This ain't about me. And look, I want to go to bed. I'm tired. Everybody fight feels too. This is a 3-day revival. This is about Jesus. Ain't nobody trying to hang on no line like this. It's about the Lord. Because he's so good to us. He takes care of us. This is about the ones that want to be on the line. They on the line. The ones that don't want to be on the line, they don't want to be on the line. Guess what? God knows. Trust me. Oh, I'm tired. I want to sleep. Oh, baby, I'm going to get some sleep. You're going to get some sleep. They say you want to get on the line. You too tired to hear about the Lord. But you ain't never too tired to ask his behalf for nothing, are you? Hey, I'm a straight shooter. I keep it real. That's why God used. That's why I got my mouth so big. He said, tell him. Because you don't know. I'm going to give you exactly the way that he gave it to me. And don't think, look, I'm real with God. When I get upset, y'all, I go to my dad. Because I call him dad. Daddy, you said you're going to do this. You ain't moved yet. I have my fix. I be all upset. He said, you know my daughter, you are emotional right now. He said, you go ahead and have your fix. And when you get through crying and having your fix, you come back and talk to me. I can do that with my dad. That's called a relationship. I ain't saying every time I talk to God, I'm like, oh, Heavenly Father, I shout that. No. I have some days I feel. Okay, like, God, I've been waiting. God, okay, God, when you going to move? Hey, I'm real. He know. Do he know your name? These are the important, this is what it's talking about. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. Because everybody, okay, people watch it. Oh, people watch it. But the main one that's watching is God. You can't fool him. He know what you got to do before you do. You better watch yourself. Elder's back in your hand. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch yourself. Praise God. Check yourself. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for that word. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the woman of God on tonight. Lord, we ask that you replenish her, the virtue that she has poured out onto your people on tonight. Continue to mold her, continue to lead her, continue to guide her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that dynamic word on tonight from Prophetess Valencia. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking about David. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what a perfect example to talk about when you're talking about watching yourself. Hallelujah. Because like she said about David, David was anointed. Hallelujah. He was a man after God's own heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was a musician. He wrote songs about God. He loved God. There wasn't no doubt about it. He loved the Lord. Praise God. But he still fell victim, hallelujah, to his own temptation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then tell me right there, I don't care how anointed you are, how anointed I am, how much I can speak in tongues, how much you can speak in tongues. None of that matters. Hallelujah. Amen. If I'm not watching myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. If David can fall, who you think you are? You know, some of us think we just that saved. I'm just that anointed, Elder. You don't understand. I don't even have to walk to the bathroom. I get up and I float straight to the – that's how anointed I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't got to worry about – I don't got to call in for your sin messages. Hallelujah. Your watch yourself messages. I ain't got to call in for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what David said, too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like she said, amen, we always emphasize, and I hear people, especially, I always hear it from the cheaters, the male cheaters. I don't hear this from the women. I hear it from the male Christian cheaters. David did it. God forgave David. God forgave David. God forgave David. Yeah, God forgave David. Hallelujah. But did his other seven wives forgive him? Praise God. Hallelujah. You heard, amen, the woman of God say how he said the sword will never leave your house because of what you did. Hallelujah. His son ended up raping his sister, his own sister. Praise God. Amen. All kind of, as I'm going to say it, hell was breaking loose. No, he didn't die and go to hell, but he had to go through hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of what he did. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. See, that's the part, and I'm going to open up the line for comments, but that's the part we don't get. We get the forgiveness. God going to forgive me. He going to let me in. I'm going to get a pass. He died. Like she said, he know my heart. All that other stuff. Praise God. Okay. Say you get by with that. Say you get by with that. Yeah, and you get a pass and you make it through the gates. But you ain't at the gates yet. Hallelujah. You still got some life to live down here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now if you want to go to heaven, but you got to go through hell to get to heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of the decisions you make. Hallelujah, amen. Yeah, God forgave you, but the child support office didn't forgive you. God forgot about it. Hallelujah, amen. But your kids ain't forgot. Praise God. God forgot about it, but your husband ain't forgot. Hallelujah. God forgot about it, but your parents ain't forgot. I don't care how successful you is. They remember all that hell you put them through. Hallelujah, when you was finding yourself. They remember, hallelujah, they ain't forgot. God done cast it into a sea of forgiveness. But he said if you had the faith of the size of a mustard seed, guess what? Hallelujah, most of us ain't got that kind of faith. Because guess what? We'll bring it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They'll bring it up in a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. But thank God for God, he forgot about it. Hallelujah. But remember to watch yourself, amen. The line is open, amen. Do we have any encouraging comments for the woman of God on tonight? Hallelujah. Do we have any testimonies or prayer requests or comments on the word? Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight?
Yes, there will be one. Thank you, sister, for that word of God. It was encouraging and opening and reminding. That was a blessing. Prayer request. Excuse me, for anybody that don't know, my name is Daryl. I'm not working. I left work early tonight because I'm so tired. I didn't eat yet, so I could stay awake longer because once I eat, I'm gone. But listen, I need y'all to pray with me. I don't generally ask because I do my own praying. But let's pray and agree that I'm going to get this new job, because something I ain't been telling y'all, this job that I've been on, where I'm working, equipment is dangerous. I feel as though I don't feel safe on the job. It's a whole lot that they're doing, going over the legal limits, like, Legally, I can't work for 14 hours a day. This company don't care about the regulations or nothing. They want you to do it. They expect you to do 14 hours a day or more every day. They don't care about the law. I'm driving a truck that I am not confident in. I know y'all have heard me talk about how things be going on the road and how God be with me. I think God has been with me more this past 18 months I've been with this job than he's ever been before. And what something I noticed today, you know how anybody can, many of you may understand what I'm saying. You know how when you're in trouble and something's wrong, you do more praying. And then when things is running smooth, you start forgetting, pray, oh, I ain't got to get up and pray this morning. I just got to get going, you know. Or this job make you pray more. Now, events turned around this weekend because I said no. I said I got a good license. My license is spotless. My life, I am very healthy, and I aim to keep it, both my license and my health. And I feel like, you know, I could lose something here with this company. Suddenly, a friend called and said, Darryl, you know, you got to get out of that place. And he said, another friend said for you to call him, his company's hiring. I thought I was doing pretty good. But if I switch to this job, it'll be a longer ride to work, and I enjoy the 10-minute ride to work. This job might be a half an hour, a little more. Okay. Immediately, once I start, it will be a $4,000 increase or more. And after 6 months, this we're looking at $12,000 increase on a 40-hour week. And I thought I was doing pretty good. So I'm looking forward to that. I've had two phone interviews. I'm waiting for a third call, which will lead to a in-person interview. I already know they run my background, and so I'm looking forward. And so we need to, you know, come together with me because right now I'm so tired. Like I said, I don't want to eat because I know once I eat, I'm going to hit the bed. So I want, and I don't need to be doing this anymore. So I wanted y'all to, you know, just come in agreement with me that God's going to turn things around, and I'm going to get this job and move on, and everything's going to go smooth. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, I'm calling it for us.
Right Amen. Now, Amen, Amen, Brother Bell.
In Jesus' name, God's going to do this.
Amen. Amen, Amen, Brother Darryl. We're going to take that to the throne of grace right now. Praise God. And after this prayer, then we'll go back to the comments. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, touching the green as your word says. Your word say when two or more come together on a thing in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. We come together right now, and we touch and agree. Hallelujah, on Brother Darryl's situation, Lord, his employment situation, hallelujah, that you have already made a way, hallelujah, in that way that you have made is not only a way, hallelujah, but it is also an increase, hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord, for the increase, hallelujah, on today, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for going back behind Brother Darryl and doing what is needed to do, hallelujah, to shut down that company, to get the regulations right, hallelujah, Lord, because lives are on the line, hallelujah, Lord, and we need, hallelujah, people in positions that care, hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord, for you doing that. We may not see it being done today, hallelujah, but we know that you are already working on it, hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord, for the testimony, for the phone call that Brother Darryl's going to get about the changes that are happening where he used to work at. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now. And we praise you for his new job. We thank you for the changes at his old job. And we continue to magnify you and praise your name. In Jesus' name, touch his family right now. Hallelujah. Touch his children right now. Touch his grandchildren right now. Hallelujah. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Hallelujah. Right now, we put a generational blessing on their lives right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Any more comments on the word on tonight or any more prayer requests on tonight? The phone line is still open.
Amen. This is Sister Alexandra, and I like this word that I heard tonight. It was right in place. Amen. The young lady is blessed by God. She is touched by God. Amen. And she has a strong relationship with the Lord. I can feel it. Hallelujah. I just say that she is blessed. Hallelujah. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. This young lady will go far in the name of Jesus, and I already see it coming. This young lady is serious about her business with her father. Amen. We need more people like that. Amen. So I just thank you for the word tonight. Miss Valencia, you are awesome.
Yes,
amen. And I'm not just saying this because I am not on here to gain brownie points or to make anybody like me either. I just speak what the Lord put on my heart. So, amen. So I just know that the Lord has something good in store for you. You keep doing you. You keep being you. And you keep doing what the Lord is directing you to do. Amen. And Brother Durrell, the Lord hears your heart as well. And he know that you have been working at that job. And he know that that job has had you. You've been dragging into your room. After you get off of work, you try to spend time with your kids. And the Lord sees all this. He knows that you enjoy your job that you're doing, but he also knows that it's time for change. So be ready for change, Brother Durrell. Be ready for change because I see the Lord has something in store for you. So be ready for change. I can't tell you if it's this job, but I do see change coming for you. And I am in agreement with you, me and everyone on the line, so just hold on. That's all I'm telling you to do. In Jesus' name, just hold on because he got something planned for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Alexandra. Amen for those comments and that revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have anyone else on tonight? Anyone else with a comment or a testimony or a prayer request on tonight?
Amen. Amen. I have to say what the Lord had put on my heart while I was actually hearing the message. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when she talked about David, you know, we talk about David being a man after God's own heart. And, you know, when the Bible mentions that David is a man after God's own heart, you know, this is what the Lord put into my spirit. Say, it's the fact, it's like what shows David was a man after God's own heart. It's the fact when David fell into sin, David tried to cover it up, you know, because he knew, David knew that he had sinned. He knew what he did was wrong. You know, that's number one. And it said when he was confronted, he didn't deny the fact that he sinned. He ain't try to say, well, Lord, me and my wife was into it. She ain't want to give me no sex, so I went. But that's it. He ain't say, well, Lord, she knows she was doing undressing on top of that roof. He ain't do none of that. When David was addressed and knew that the Lord was confronting him, he ain't denied. That's number two.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the fact that that's number two. And number three is David immediately repented. He repented himself down. He ain't waiting until somebody told him, you need to go sit down. You need to go sit. You need to stop doing what you're doing. He ain't waiting He ain't waiting for somebody to come tell him. He set himself down because he knew he was wrong and he knew he had sin to give God. When you are a person after God's own heart, nobody has to tell you to go sit down. Nobody has to go tell you need to change your ways. Nobody has to tell you that. When you after God, you're going to sit yourself down. You're going to choose to repent yourself when you after God's own heart. Amen. Hallelujah.
True.
That's what the Lord put on my spirit, you know. I'm not even trying to preach or nothing. I just have to be obedient. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, so we need to go number one, Shia. That's why the word
yes.
like the theme is, we need to watch ourselves. We need to check
yes.
ourselves and not wait for somebody to do it for us. Woo. Amen, hallelujah.
Come on.
Think of
yes.
number one, Shia.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah. Because that number one, Shia.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Amen.
That's all I had to say.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, First Lady. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, you don't hear First Lady that much. So when she say something, hallelujah, amen, the Lord really puts something on her heart. Hallelujah. What she say is three steps. Hallelujah,
amen.
What is it? First, you got to acknowledge
what you did.
Hallelujah, admit what you did, acknowledge what you did, and repent from what you did. Is that it? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's beautiful.
Hallelujah, amen. That's what we have to do. Amen. Praise God. I like what she said. Ain't nobody have to tell. The prophet ain't tell him to sit down. He did that on his own. Hallelujah.
That's
Thank
powerful.
You
that's
that.
Powerful.
I,
yeah.
I didn't even notice
that's
powerful. That. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He did that on his own. He sat down on his own.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
yes,
God.
Yes.
Amen. And didn't get back up to God was done doing what he was doing.
That's it. That's
Hallelujah.
It.
Sometimes we get up early.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Because somebody then came along and told us it's okay. God forgive you. No, God. God said, if you need to sit down to God, come by. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Say it's time.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. We thank God for First Lady on the night. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Alexandra on tonight. Amen. Brother Darryl. Do we have anybody else on mm-hmm. the line tonight with a testimony, prayer request? Hallelujah. A comment on tonight. Maybe the Lord put something on your heart to share with us on tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in to the revival. We will be back on tomorrow night at the same time. That's 7 p.m. Pacific time. Hallelujah. 9 p.m. Central time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard time. I will be giving the word on tomorrow night. And then on Saturday night, hallelujah, at the same time, hallelujah, First Lady will be giving the word on Saturday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord put it on Sister Valencia's heart for us to do this revival, and he gave it to us for a reason. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. With everything that's going on in the world today, we truly need to watch ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. Especially the way everything's going politically. I'm going to say this, and we gonna get up out of here. But y'all know Caitlyn Jenner, the woman that used to be a man, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, amen, she wants to run for the governor, hallelujah, of California. Hallelujah, amen. So not only are we already know some homosexuals up there, but not transgenders, hallelujah. That's how it started with, if you do your research, that's how it started with Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. They
Lord have mercy.
Right. Once they got and once they got in position, hallelujah, amen, it got out of control, and the Lord say it's just out of control. And remember, we got to keep praying, saints. We got to,
yeah.
Don't worry about if Elder Prevost praying. Don't worry about if Sister Valencia praying. Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
Worry about if you praying. Hallelujah,
that's
because
it.
The Bible said, amen. He said, if I can find 50 saints, hallelujah, amen, will you not destroy the cities? He said, yeah. Hallelujah. He had to go all the way down to 5 and couldn't find that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Praise
yep.
God. So if we the ones keeping this world together, praise God, hallelujah, the praying saints,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. So mm-hmm. we got to keep our prayers up. Hallelujah, amen.
That's
keep
right.
our leaders lifted up. Hallelujah, amen. Whether you like it or not, praise God. God chooses our leaders, whether you like the leader or not. Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
praise God. So we got to pray for them. Hallelujah,
yeah.
amen. That they do what God tell them to do. Because whether, watch this, whether they evil or good, they'll still do what God tell them to do. Remember when Abraham lied and said, that's my sister? It was his sister, but he had married her and made it his her wife, Sarah. But he lied and said, that's my sister. So the king took her, and the king was going to sleep with her. He was going to make her a concubine. But then the Lord sent an angel to tell him that that woman was anointed to be the mother of the nation of God. And this man let the woman go. He even asked Abraham, why didn't you tell me who you was and who she was, and I would have never did what I did. Sometimes we think these people of the world don't believe what we believe. Just because they ain't living like we live and don't think they don't believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. And they'll do it. If God say do it, they'll do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to have that faith. If that happened with Abraham, that can happen with us. Hallelujah. So what if they don't serve the God we serve? That don't mean they ain't going to do what our God tell them to do. Remember, I'm going to say this. And y'all know how I get. I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. Hallelujah. Remember, amen, when God sent the prophet. Y'all know the prophet, the one that got swallowed up by the whale. Hallelujah. Jonas. He was supposed to go one way. He went the other way. And when he went where he was supposed to be, Nineveh did not worship our God. Hallelujah. And they still don't. I don't know what they call today, but they still don't. They don't worship our God. But yet he went through preaching, my God is upset with y'all, and if y'all don't repent, he going to destroy y'all. They don't even worship our God, and the Bible says they repented. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes I think, you know what, we preaching to the church folks. We preaching to the wrong people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to go to the club. Maybe I can leave out the club. Hallelujah with the saints. Find some lost sheep.
Amen.
Because the people in the church, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. They've been listening to the same word for 35 years. Lord have mercy. Amen. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Watch yourself. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll be giving the word on tomorrow night. Amen. Praise God. And it's the theme, watch yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we'll be back on tomorrow night. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody that called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. We're going to go. Any prayer requests? Any more prayer requests before we get out of here? Amen. Bless God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for everybody that called in on tonight, everybody that tuned in on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that the word be nutrition to our soul on tonight, that we leave this line, but never from your presence, but we continue to watch ourselves, that we walk in your anointing, that we walk in your will and not ours. And we thank you in advance, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Salt of the Earth. Praise God with Sister Alexandra and Sister Kendra Coe. Amen. We'll be online. So we invite everybody that tuned in tonight to tune in tomorrow for that. We got two shows tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. Salt of the Earth and the Revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Like I always say, on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all go with God. And like we say, don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave y'all with this victory. Amen. By Yolanda Adams. Hallelujah. She's from my city, H-Town. We always representing. Hallelujah. Amen. Yolanda Adams, victory. See y'all next time. Y'all have a blessed day.